Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get ready.
You ready?
Ready.
Ready.
We're ready.
I'm ready. 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 Ready.
Are you ready?
Get ready.
3, 2, 1.
Ready?
Yes. So ready.
This is St. Louis's News Radio. I'm ready. And this is Overtime.
Okay. I'm ready.
KMOX News Time, 8:31. Happy Monday. It is Monday, June the 24th. I'm Debbie Monterey. Time for Overtime. Charlie Brennan of The Charlie Brennan Show is here.
Good morning, Debbie.
And joining us is Stephen Shankman, president of Contemporary Productions. Hello, Steve.
Good morning. Nice to see you all.
You as well. It was a big weekend for sports here in the St. Louis area, and Busch Stadium looked fantastic. Lots of tickets sold, lots of fans in the stands. And in his first return to Busch Stadium since leaving at the end of 2011, Albert Pujols met with standing ovations at every at-bat. He also gave a curtain call after blasting a home run during Saturday's game. Charlie, strange, you think, to see Albert getting a standing over hitting a home run against the home team?
Boy, it was extraordinary. And, you know, not only did a lot of fans show up, but I believe that Friday night was the second biggest crowd in the history of that stadium. So, you know, there were no bitter fans there because Albert had left us 8 years ago. It was just jaw-dropping to see him get the standing ovation every single time he came to bat. The first game, Friday night, just one after another. And then Saturday, the same thing. Here's where I get a... Please don't crucify me, folks. Last night, we're actually losing to the Angels. I'm watching on ESPN. You know, we're down 2-0. Then we're down 4-0. And he's still getting the standing O's. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, you folks bought tickets. You can do whatever you want. And this is definitely a first world problem. But don't forget, he's on the opposing team. And we're not winning here. So I thought that we were kind of sending the wrong message after a while. The first time he comes to bat, when it's 0-0, that's fine. But when you're down 2-0, I don't know. Don't forget, we've got 9 guys wearing the bird on the bat that we should be applauding for them.
Steve?
Well, I think Pujols coming back to St. Louis was wonderful, and I think it was great for ticket sales as well as concession sales. So, you know, the owners are probably happy about the concession sales as well as they'd like to win. But when you get a game where he hits a home run and everybody loves that, and then we win the game, that's like a twofer. I mean, that's right. Really something. But him hugging Yachty and the exchange of the jerseys, I mean, I thought it was just a great... Listen, we've had a great 2 weeks of sports. I mean, with the Stanley Cup, and then this comes with Albert Pujols. I don't compare the two as being equal, but certainly it was great. I think, the 11th sellout at Busch Stadium already, and... You know, we did the opening of that stadium years ago, and I remember seeing all the old players and Musial and Brock, and that's when, you know, everybody was just so happy. And that stadium's been great for St. Louis.
You figure they brought Mark McGwire back to St. Louis, despite, you know, kind of his controversial leaving the area. Do you think they might bring Albert Pujols back at some point to be some kind of a coach, you think?
Well, it wouldn't be the worst thing that could happen. mm-hmm. You know, Mark McGwire happens to be married to my wife's cousin, and naturally he's retired. But, you know, we were talking about kids, so I have twins. Katie and I have twins. They have triplets, you know, and I think they're about 8 years old. And they already had a play date at our house just a few weeks ago. But listen, I mean, there's a lot of controversy around Mark McGwire, but still, look what he did for St.
Sure.
Louis. Matter of fact, when I look at Big Mac land up there, I always think it's about him. I know it's about McDonald's, and you're not going to get a Big Mac because you know Mark McGwire, but I think he did a lot for St. Louis and for sports.
You think that the Cardinals are probably working on maybe a retirement exit strategy for Albert Pujols? Bring him back here?
Well, you know, that's a big question. When he goes in the Hall of Fame, and he will, I mean, 3-time MVP and with the Cardinals, I mean, he's number 6 right now in home runs in all of Major League Baseball, and he's number 2 with the Cardinals in home runs and doubles and I think hits. I don't know. He's way up there in many categories. What's he going to have the, you know, is he going to go in as an Angel or is he going to go in as a Cardinal?
It's hard to say, but look what he's done for St. Louis. He still has his charity here, Down Syndrome. This is a guy that's just not about baseball. So, you know, when I see Hall of Famers, you know, not being a sports guy, you know, obviously I'm a music guy. But when you see that they have a life that, that's dedicated to other things, that they use their, you know, all this, you know, they all this fame and fortune to do other good things, really makes you feel good. Listen, if it was up to, I'm not DeWitt, but if I was involved with the Cardinals after seeing last weekend, knowing that concession sales and ticket sales is the reason we're in business, plus having good sport teams, I'd be bringing him back some way or another.
Don't you know that they're thinking about that already? Apparently, Bill DeWitt did meet, this is Bill DeWitt the second, I believe, met with Albert before one of the games this weekend.
Probably wanted a picture with him.
Or maybe he said, hey, if you're not doing anything after retirement, who knows?
Well, he'd be a great asset to St. Louis, as such as other great Cardinals had. Look at Stan Musial all the years he stayed in St. Louis, and talk about icons and Lou Brock and so many others.
Well, on Friday night, well, Friday at noon, the St. Louis Zoo closed because they were throwing a huge party, Zoofari, on Friday night, which is a giant fundraiser, which you may be intimately familiar with, Steve, because you are, I understand, a St. Louis Zoo Association board member. Well, did you also have some hand in putting that together? And by the way, did you get it in with all the horrible weather we've been having?
Well, thanks to our old weatherman, Dave Murray, who's out in California, calling me every hour to tell me about the weather. I'm very involved still with the zoo. I'm actually chairman emeritus. I was chairman for 7 years. It was a one-year term that turned into seven. And I am a board member again. I was on the committee, but I really have to give the credit to the zoo staff and Cynthia Holter and Jason Motor, all the people out there. Jeff Bonner just got back from Rwanda just in time for Zoofari. A big success. I was there. The rain did break around 6:30. Got the whole show in. I just want to put a word in for Mickey Thomas. Here's a guy that's been around Starship. You remember the Jefferson Starship. Well, they played
Mickey
Super
Thomas.
Jam in 76. They were co-headlines with Fleetwood Mac at the first Super Jam, which, Charlie, you remember 76, don't you? 1976.
76, I was 16 years old in Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah, I remember it well.
But you remember Super Jams. Anyway, so Mickey was on the show, and I really enjoyed seeing him. It was a great booking by my partner, Jeff Jarrett. And, you know, all those great songs, we built the city. I mean, what a great song to have with an audience of 3,500 people right after the Blues win the Stanley Cup. Because, you know, when we get back to the zoo for a second, but you got to think about how great St. Louis is. We're always sitting around saying the bad things about it, but there's a lot of good
definitely
too. And that was a great night. It was great being with Mickey and Stephanie, his singer. She did White Rabbit, which was the old Grace Slick song. And by the way, I got five people ask me, is Grace Slick still around? She is. She's older than us, but she's still around.
Is she still doing her artwork?
Artwork, exactly.
She's been painting.
That's exactly right. And Mickey replaced Marty Balin when Marty left. So Mickey is the voice of that band now. And it just was a great show. Another band from Kansas City came in, Lost Wax. They were the last band of the night. So Zoofari was another big success. The money goes to help for conservation and preserving species, which is so important. Matter of fact, Hillary Clinton's daughter, Chelsea, was just in town a few weeks ago.
Really?
And brought her book in about the missing species, I think 11 missing species. So she's very much into the conservation, as Jane Goodall and so many other people.
Well, it sounds like a great night. I know it was a sellout. We were telling people in the news, don't show up at the door. There are no tickets available.
We always sell out.
It's a good problem to have.
I think I've done 15 of them.
Wow.
I've been at the zoo over 30 years, so it'll be about 15 Zoofaris.
All right. Well, maybe when we come back, we can talk about the North County expansion.
Yes.
You got any news about that?
Sure.
All right. Well, we have some news possibly about traffic and weather together, so we'll do that in just a moment. It's 8:39.
Relive the greatest game in Blues history. Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final.
It's over. The game is over. The series is over. The wait is over. And the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions.
Hear the special rebroadcast of Game 7 tonight, beginning at 7 on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Pretty woman, walking down the street, pretty woman.
KMOX News Time is 8:43. Debbie Monterey, along with Steve Shankman of Contemporary Productions and Charlie Brennan of The Charlie Brennan Show. And because Steve Shankman is a virtual encyclopedia of music, we thought we'd throw this one at you. Listening to Roy Orbison, I get this email last week and it says, Roy Orbison and Buddy Holly in concert. I'm like, what? It's going to be at Stiefel Theater, and it is one of these hologram shows, Steve. So they're going to have a live band with live backup singers, and then Roy and Buddy Holly hologram. What do you think of this concept? I think it might be the first time it's being done here in St. Louis.
Well, it's a step up from when Natalie Cole decided to sing with her father when they did Unforgettable. That was just a screen, but what a great idea to sync that in. I think this has been on the shelf for a while. I mean, they've been talking about the hologram tours. Elvis Presley, there was that small time that they had that out there. I think it's great because you're not going to see these two if you don't see them on a film. Or a hologram. A hologram makes it really real. The music is real. I think ticket sales are good. I'm all for it because the only way you're going to see these artists is that way. I mean, last time I saw Roy Orbison, he played the Westport Playhouse, and that was probably pretty close to the time of his death, maybe a month or two after that. But I think it's going to do well.
Well, when some people talk about their farewell tours, I guess they're not farewell anymore. You know, if it works with Roy Orbison, I mean, you got to figure Frank Sinatra, Michael Jackson, who's next? But what about the wishes of the actual individual? Let's say you are Roy Orbison, and is it really your intent that a hologram of you will be out there for God knows how long? At least, I guess, until the baby boomers move on. It's a little strange. It kind of reminds me of when they were using Fred Astaire and some other deceased people in ads for Coca-Cola. You know, you're like, okay, are you kind of exploiting it? I don't know. It's a little bit creepy to me, but who knows? It might be the next big thing. And, you know, the funny thing is, baby boomers are still driving ticket sales. Look at that. We had some people over the house on Saturday night. They were all very excited about this hologram concert. You know, right. And they're all like mid-60s, something like that. So who knows?
Well, I think anything in music is great. I mean, if it's a hologram, it's a symphony doing a Broadway show on a film or Star Wars, I think the more music we can put out there, the less problems we have with other things. And we all know music is great for intelligence. There's all kinds of tests showing the kids listen to classical music while they're still in the womb. They're better kids when they grow up. So I'm all for any kind of music. So if it's going to be holograms, it's going to be holograms. Remember one thing. If he wrote the songs that they're playing in that concert, the family's getting the royalties. So maybe it's exploitation, but sometimes money trumps exploitation. So let's see how that all pans out. But it'll be worth seeing. I mean, I plan on seeing this. But I would have rather been with the Rolling Stones on Friday night to change the subject in Soldier's Field. I'm so excited about Mick Jagger after 6 weeks and a heart valve to be back on stage doing Give Me Shelter and Satisfaction with a band that's average age is in the mid-70s. It makes me feel young.
How do we get them to St. Louis, Steve?
Well, you may not remember, but in 76, they were on tour doing stadiums, and unfortunately, Busch Stadium wasn't available. And we got a call from their manager and their agent. Actually, Bill Graham was the promoter of the tour. And they said, listen, the Stones really don't want to pass St. Louis. They're going to go on to Kansas City. Can you find a place to play them? And the Opera House was open, obviously, at a $10 ticket. 3,500 seats, that's $35,000, hardly enough even in 76 to pay the Stones. They said, well, you guys take $5,000, we'll take the rest after expenses, which was down about $10,000. They owed $10,000. But there's calls out there now, I'm sure, by Live Nation and AEG or whatever other promoter of choice trying to get them to St. Louis at some point. And again, it's like Elton John's farewell tour. He's already played once in 3 years. He may be back again. I'm not saying that he is, but these farewell tours, Cher, Rolling Stones. I love farewell tours because they sell out and they still come back. It's sort of like a hologram, except it's in the flesh.
Well, we did promise before the last break that we would get an update from you about the North County expansion of the St. Louis Zoo. I got an email this morning from North County Inc. doing a survey on people's thoughts of the North County expansion. So I know they're very excited about it. But is this moving forward?
It's moving forward and not a rapid pace because this is a plan over many, many years. We needed the property. We were able to get that for a little over $7 million. We needed the tax, which I know some people were for it and some were against it. But the focus group showed a nice, you know, 65, 70% passing rate. And that's about what it passed at. And I'm so happy for it because we needed a breeding farm. We have nowhere to breed animals. We're on 80 acres. We're closed in at the park. We tried to get a little extra space. You can't get it. So we're locked in there. even though we have that little south parking lot area, which we're going to develop at some point. So now we have a breeding area and we have room for a safari park, which is something I think will be a great attraction. North County needed something over there. We just hired recently a wonderful woman. She comes from the Shedd Aquarium and before that, the Brookfield Zoo. Her name is Dr. Joelle Mogerman, and she's back here in St. Louis running the new North County park, and I'm really looking forward to what the possibilities are. Camping overnight, I mean, if you ever camped at the zoo overnight, or your kids did, it's a wonderful experience. So camping and conservation and breeding and zip lines and other attractions, maybe even music. It's 425 acres, so much we can do with it.
All right, we'll take a break here, and when we come back, we have some other issues to get to, some not-so-fun ones as well. It's 8:49 on the Voice of St. Louis.
I want to hear more.
This is Overtime on KMOX.
It's 8:52. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Charlie Brennan and Stephen Shankman. We had some bad news overnight. We had an officer shot and killed. North County Cooperative Police Officer Michael Langsdorf was shot and killed after responding to a report of a bad check at Clay's Wellston Market. We do have a news conference coming up at 11 with more information, so KMOX News will be there. They do have the suspect and the gun, they say. But in light of this, Alderman Brandon Bosley is talking about tightening the city's curfew for children under the age of 17, so they would be home by 10 p.m. And that said, we don't know the age of the suspect, so we're not insinuating that it was a juvenile. But kind of goes hand in hand, not just to keep kids from getting in trouble, but he says to help keep these kids alive in some of our less safe neighborhoods. So they'd need to be home by 10 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights, 9:30 p.m. on weeknights under current law, which has been on the books for decades. Kids have to be in by midnight on Fridays and Saturdays, 11 the rest of the week. Do you think this new curfew for kids is a good idea, Charlie?
You know, I think he's taking a page from his dad's handbook. You know, you kind of throw these ideas out there, and they certainly get a lot of attention. But will anyone follow through on it? Don't forget, he was on our program not too long ago saying he was going to recall the mayor. What happened to that? He was on the program talking about bringing in the National Guard to St. Louis. What happened to that? Is he really following up on these ideas, or is he just throwing them out there and kind of making some headlines? As for a 9:30 curfew for kids, I don't think it's workable. I think that's a little too early in St. Louis for today's youth.
Well, how are you going to enforce it? I mean, we're already short police officers in the city, and Chief Hayden's doing everything he can to improve that. And listen, kids are going to do what kids are going to do, and you know, they want to go to a movie, and the movie gets out at 10 o'clock. You know, I love Freeman Bosley. I played his inauguration at the convention center. You know, remember the White and Black Keys? I think his son's great. You got to have ideas. I think this one's a stretch, but I know one thing, being a musician and out late at night, nothing good happens after midnight. I mean, that's when you see accidents and murders and other problems. So there should be some sort of ruling, but I you know, it's like making kids wait till they're 18 to drive a car. It's a tough one to enforce.
Well, you know, I think we have a curfew, but I don't know if anyone is ever getting arrested for violating it.
Well,
have you ever heard of anyone getting arrested for breaking curfew?
No.
Not around here.
But they also show a movie says it's a federal crime to duplicate the movie. You'll go to jail for it. I mean, they ought to stop running that on a movie because I don't think anybody's ever been prosecuted for it. But it's sure up there, that big FBI seal and you know, no duplication of a sports program. And I'm showing it to all my friends at my house. I didn't charge them to come, but they may have brought over some food or something.
I want to let the local U.S. attorney know.
Yeah, well, we know him.
I think what it does
Jensen.
Do, it does give the police an excuse or a reason, you know, if they see somebody out and about, then they can very easily pull over and say, hey.
I know, but it's no different than we had some people walk up trying to sell magazines where we live, and there's no solicitation in Ladue. So what are they going to do, arrest them? No, they're just going to say there's no. It'd be a hard thing. I would like to see, you know, juveniles not on the streets at midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning. I'll tell you that, because I don't think anything good happens after midnight.
All right, real quick one before we have to go. Nancy Pelosi is leaning towards no and trying to tamp calls for impeachment of President Trump. Congressman Lacey Clay is co-sponsor of two resolutions, one urging an impeachment inquiry and the other spelling out language of the articles of impeachment against the president for obstruction of justice. Steve, is this going to create political backlash for Democrats, or should they move ahead?
Well, I hate being political because, you know, I think we have a guy with some good messages. I'm not sure he's the best messenger to deliver them. But I listen, this impeachment thing is going to be around until he probably gets elected in 2020, which is not my prediction. But when you have one Republican running and 20 Democrats, it seems to me like the vote goes to the Republican. But this impeachment thing's been around a long time. If they have something, let's get it out there and let's make a move. Otherwise, let's talk about something positive that's going on in the political arena.
You know, I think the announcement was on Friday, and I don't think it was really covered anywhere but the St. Louis media. I looked around, and it doesn't seem as if Congressman Clay's filing impeachment papers really resonated anywhere.
We'll talk more about this possibly after news at the top. It's 8:57.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.